News.
Three people have died and six others are in hospital after a train crash in Aberdeenshire. Images of the scene near Stonehaven show one carriage completely overturned and another which has slid down a steep bank. It's thought to have been caused by a landslip following torrential overnight rain. The ScotRail service bound for Glasgow had 12 staff and passengers on board. Here's Chief Inspector Brian McAleese.
Well, formal identification is yet to take place. The driver of the train is very sadly believed to have died. His family have been informed and are being supported by specially trained family liaison officers.
The Chancellor insists nobody will be left without hope or opportunity after the UK entered the largest recession on record. The pandemic sent the economy plunging by more than a fifth between April and June. A teenager who'd been looking for lone women in the woods in Lancashire has been found guilty of murdering a teaching assistant. The 17-year-old buried Lindsay Burbeck in a shallow grave at Accrington Cemetery a year ago. The UK's four nations have agreed a new method to record coronavirus deaths, following concerns over the way they were logged. Daily totals will now only include those who have tested positive in the previous 28 days. The Education Secretary is defending a last-minute change to GCSE and A-levels in England. Gavin Williamson's allowing students to use mock results or take actual exams if they don't like the grades they're given based on teachers' assessments.
These actions are all focused about making sure that young people are able to succeed. And I won't apologise from the fact that we want to make these changes because we do believe they'll benefit young people.
Wales is now pledging that students' A-level grades won't be any lower than their AS-level results last year. It's after a U-turn over moderation of results in Scotland. And the men's and women's Community Shield matches will take place on the same day at Wembley Stadium on the 29th of this month. No fans are going to be allowed to attend. That's the latest. I'm Annie Green.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, everybody. This is Ella Webb with World Wide Web on Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna, good girl going bad. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
Stand under my umbrella. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, this is Ella Webb with World Wide Web on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm back again, I'm back every Wednesday, 6 till 7pm at this time, with my co-host, my dad, Mr. Paul Webb.
Hello.
Hello.
Isn't it hot?
Yes, it is very hot.
Especially in here, we need the other studio, we need the aircon back.
Aircon, we're currently not in Studio 1 where we usually are, we're in Studio 2 where there's no aircon, so it's a bit hot. So we have a fan in the background, if you can hear that.
You have a fan in the background.
I have a fan. No, but it's making the air circulate around the room.
Not over here, it's not.
Do you want it? Exactly. So, our main story.
What have we got? What have we got this week?
Is rescue operation underway after explosion shakes Beirut. So emergency services in Beirut are working hard to rescue people after a massive explosion in the city. So what happened? On the 4th of August, there was an explosion in Beirut following a fire in the city's port area. The blast was so big it could be heard from the island of Cyprus.
It was enormous.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen it or if people listening have seen it. It's ridiculous.
It's huge.
It's the sort of thing that if it was in a film, you'd just go, that's ridiculous. That wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It happened.
And at least 120 miles away it could be heard. At the time, the week Junior went to press, more than 100 people had died and more than 4,000 were injured. So what caused the explosion? So the president of Lebanon, is that how you say it? Lebanon. Mm-hmm. Said the explosion was caused by a chemical called
ammonia?
Yes, ammonominum. Nitrate.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Ammonium nitrate.
So you can say it perfectly. It is used as a fertilizer to help grow plants, but it can also be used to make explosions. Who would want that? Who would... She's like, don't use it. Don't use it as fertilizer then. Unsafe. The president said that around 2,750 tons of the chemical would be installed unsafely in a warehouse near the city's port. There are strict rules on how it should be kept. So now the investigation has been launched to find out what went wrong. It probably was like a heat or something. Like heat shone on something and then it...
Who knows? I think the worst thing is, though, that the people that lived and worked nearby had no idea.
No.
That's the problem.
No. There are so many videos of, like, shop CCTV cameras, like filming by the door, and there's people going out having a look, and then all of a sudden running back, and they run to safety, like, to the very back of the shop, but then all of a sudden you just see, like, a massive cloud.
Yeah.
Like smash into, like, the shop windows.
Yeah, all the debris, yeah.
Yeah. So, what was the impact of the explosion? The blast caused widespread damage and so many buildings and homes were destroyed. Speaking on the 5th of August, the governor of Beirut said, Beirut has never gone through what we went through yesterday. More than 100 people are missing and search and rescue operations are being carried out to find them. So, how did people respond to this? So, on the 5th of August, the governor of Lebanon... announced 3 days of mourning for the victims and around £50 million will be given to to those affected by the explosion. Governments around the world have expressed their support to Lebanon. Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, wrote, "All of my thoughts and prayers are with those caught up in the terrible incident. The UK is ready to provide in any way we can, including to those British national affected." The French government has said that it will send two planes with emergency workers on board to help with the recovery. Other countries, including Egypt, have sent aid workers to set up temporary hospitals in the city to help treat those who are injured. It's nice that other countries are actually thinking, right, what can we do to help? It's not our country, but it's our world. Mm-hmm. Something's happened in our world. What can we do to help it?
That's right.
Not just, oh, they're not part of our country, we won't do anything. We've got like the coronavirus to look after. They're going, right, we've got this, but they're in more, they need more help. They don't have like hospitals and stuff like that because they've all been destroyed with the explosion. What can we do to help them? So, yes. So what happens next? The president called a meeting of Lebanon's government on the 5th of August and said that the state of emergency should be declared. This is when the government gives itself special power to deal with a situation like this. Lebanon is already been has been struggling with the effects of coronavirus, which as I just said. There have also been protests over how the government is running the country. Many people in Lebanon are struggling with not enough money. That's even worse, and they don't have enough money, so it's not even like they just out and had that money on them,
no,
so they can go to like buy some food and have a shelter somewhere. Some of them are struggling with money, so it's maybe even struggling to afford enough food for their family.
Yep.
So that's the worst bit.
Well, of course, since that story went to print on Monday, the whole Lebanese cabinet resigned.
Really?
Yep. So that's that shows you just how they obviously were affected by the feelings of the country towards them, shall we say.
Yes. But a little did you know fact, Beirut is one of the world's oldest cities. People have lived there for more than 5,000 years. That's old.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
5,000. Not the same person. There's not a person living there who's 5,000.
No.
No.
Sadly, a lot of their history has probably been destroyed over the years.
Various and wars. Now.
Well, and yeah, although I don't know how much there was in the port area, because I think it was relatively new. But
yeah. But still, quite a lot of it would have been destroyed from the explosion and like the debris.
Mm-hmm.
So it still would have been destroyed. But it's one of the world's oldest cities.
There you go.
Wow. Yes. So our next song this week.
Told you not to say that.
Still, I'm going to say it once. Okay, that's the only time I'm going to say it. Anyway, our next song this week is Dear Darling by Olly Murs.
Dear darling, please excuse my writing. I can't stop my hands from shaking, 'cause I'm cold and I don't tonight.
I miss you, and nothing hurts like knowing you.
up on World Wide Web, we have this week's Around the World update page. So, once again, I'm going to play this. Around the World, yes. So, let's start the Around the World stories then. So, the first one. In Australia, Forrest the giraffe is the world's tallest. A giraffe in Australia has been crowned the world's tallest giraffe. Forrest, who is 12 years old and lives in the Australia Zoo in Queensland, is 5.7 metres tall. This is about the same height as four mini cars stacked on top of one another. Zoo staff made a special ruler to measure Forrest.
A ruler to measure a giraffe?
Yeah, a special one though. Wait, a special one.
Well, yeah. Yes. It's got to be quite long.
Yes. This took several months to get a good photo of the giraffe next to the pole. Interesting.
And make him stand still.
Yeah, and make him stand still. It's a giraffe. It's an animal.
Stand up straight. Head up.
It's not human where you can tell it what to do and it will just do it. It's an animal. It can't really do that.
No.
So, what's our next one?
Next, we're off to France, where a postcard from the turn of the last century, from 1905, has helped experts locate where they think Vincent van Gogh, or Van Gogh if you're American, painted his final masterpiece.
Wow.
So the scientific director of the Institut Van Gogh in France has found this postcard, which apparently has a similar view to the painting Tree Roots.
Ooh.
Now, if you ask me, it just looks like the side of a hill that's got some trees growing out of it. But apparently researchers from the museum and a tree specialist have analysed the postcard and concluded, drum roll, that it's on a spot on a hillside near the French village of Auvers-sur-Oise.
Why do they need a tree specialist?
Don't know. I think to determine whether actually the roots match the postcard to the reality.
Okay. And our last around the world story is in India. Schoolgirls discover asteroid. So two schoolgirls in a city in India have discovered an asteroid that is slowly moving towards Earth. Fedahai Varia and Radhikai Lakri found it while working on a program that allows students to look at images taken by the University of Hawaii telescope. The asteroid won't be anywhere near Earth for around a million years, so don't worry. It's not going to be here tomorrow.
Safe.
Yes, it's quite safe. Radhikai, who wants to be an astronaut when she's older, said, "I look forward to when we will be able to name the asteroid." Very interesting. Mm. But it's quite good that she wants to be an astronaut when she's older. It's not just like they have to do it as part of their science and they found it. And she's like, "Oh, I don't really want to work in science when I'm older." It's actually quite good that one of them does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
So,
and very probably it's quite inspiring for their future.
Yes. Yes. And at least we know that there's going to be an asteroid coming in a million years.
Good to know.
Yeah. Great thing to know. We can look forward to that day.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yes. So that was the Around the World stories for this week. I really like them because they're very different. Different weeks. Some of them are really interesting. Some of them are quite funny some weeks.
A bit crazy.
Yeah, a bit crazy.
Bit of culture thrown in.
But that's what my radio show's about. Some serious stories and a few to make you giggle too. I even say that in my promo.
There you are.
And on my profile on the Phoenix FM website.
Indeed. Check it out.
Make sure you check it out. Yep. So, we've got our next songs this week. Not going to say what they are. You're welcome. So, our first one is this.
I'm feeling sexy and free. Oh,
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On World Wide Web, we have this week's food talk. Yes, I found a food talk this week. It's not just another story because the main story wasn't about food like last week.
So, this week's food story is ice cream artwork unveiled. A sculpture of a giant swirl of ice cream had been unveiled in Trafalgar Square in London. It sits on top of the fourth plinth. Plinth.
Something like that.
A platform for temporary artwork. The work, called The End, is by British artist Heather Phillipson. It is more than 9 metres high and with a cherry on top, as well as a large fly and a drone. Why a fly and a drone? What has that got to do with the ice cream? Like, what is actually... Like, I understand the fly wants to have the ice cream, but why a drone?
Don't know. I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it looks a bit odd.
Yeah.
It
doesn't really look... It looks like an ice cream, but you'd think it'd be all more like a cone shape, not just like a plop of ice cream.
I mean, I can even understand the fly, but the drone?
Why? Well, passers-by can use their phones to live stream what the drone can see. It will be placed until spring 2022. But still, why the drone? What can it see? It can just see the white on the ice cream or the red on the cherry.
Well, presumably it's pointed somewhere a bit more interesting than that. Don't know. It's very odd, though.
It's very odd.
The fourth plinth is always odd, though. They're always putting things on there that spark conversation.
Like what?
Can't remember.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
You're meant to know this stuff, Daddy.
Sorry.
Yes, so it's a bit odd. As you said, you can understand the fly. Whenever you drop food on the floor, flies always go for it. But why a drone? Is it meant to look like another fly? Or like disguise the drone as a fly? And it's like another fly, but you can... It's like a drone where you can live stream from it.
Maybe that's the point. Maybe I've just missed the point completely.
No, but it doesn't look like a fly at all. It just looks like a drone. And not a fly at all. There's just like a drone on the cherry.
Anyway, I can actually tell you that what it's replaced...
Oh.
Has been called Really Good. That's the name of it. That's not what people said. Somebody didn't say, oh, that's really good. It's called Really Good.
And what is it?
It's basically an enormous 23-foot thumbs up with a very, very, very long thumb. I think if the whole thing's 23 foot long, tall even, the thumb is probably
20.
18.
20.
It's long, look. Look at that thumb.
Oh my goodness. The picture I can see now, it's a huge thumb. But why?
Why
put something like that? Just put like something people will stand by and go, oh, that's cool.
There's also been a blue rooster.
Okay. Even more interesting.
There's been a ship in a bottle.
Okay.
It's been a...
That's not too bad.
There's a boy on a rocking horse.
That's not too bad. There's been an ice cream.
A fairly odd... And I hope I don't offend anyone, but as a very fairly odd sculpture of... a lady that's pregnant, and I can't really work it out. I can't see the right angle here, but she doesn't seem to have any arms.
Oh.
So, yeah, like I say, there's usually a little bit of conversation started around the fourth plinth.
Yes.
Which is the whole point, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. That was... Is it always interesting? Just like those, like the food story. Sometimes they're weird, funny, and just sometimes just like that. Like a bit interesting. Yes.
Pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. Broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now.
so hard to say it, but I've been it before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. And it's dark in the cold December, but I got you to give me warmth. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
That was Lego House by Ed Sheeran. I do like that song.
Nice song.
I play it quite often on here. I just thought of that. I play some songs quite often, but not all the time. So our next story, that song links to it a bit. So hairpin if you're American, bobby pin if you're English, I think.
No, other way around.
Same thing.
Just call it a hairpin.
Hairpin.
And it sounds better anyway.
Yeah, hairpin to a house. A woman in the US is hoping to get a house by trading a hairpin. Demi Skipper has been making a series of trades, starting with the smallest object in her house, which is a hairpin. She swapped it for an earring, which in turn was traded for a set of glasses.
An earring?
An earring.
Okay.
I think.
Interesting.
Yeah,
not,
an
not
earring.
Not even a pair.
No, an earring. Interesting. Since then, she has traded objects, including a vacuum cleaner and a car. She says she won't stop until she gets a house. She got the idea from the challenge from Canadian Carl McDonald, who between 2005 and 2006 gradually traded from a paperclip to a home.
I think we reported on that in one of your very, very early shows.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it rang a bell. I'm sure we did.
It wasn't the same one.
No.
It definitely wasn't that, because I've never talked about that before.
Paperclip, though, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yes. But she has a home at the moment, but she just wants to trade for a nicer home.
So I wonder where she is at the moment, what she's up to.
No, she's like staying in America. Like, she's still living in her house. She just,
no, but
like,
what's she traded up to now?
You
said a car.
Yeah.
Is she, I mean,
well, I follow, she is like doing it all on TikTok. So she's like filming it on TikTok, and then anyone who like messages her like on her Instagram, on her TikTok or something like that, can like then, oh, I've got this, would you like to trade? And then they meet up and trade, like, safely. But
obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so she films every trade she does, like from the hairpin like to her house. And she traded it for a car, but the car was broken.
No.
But then she managed to trade it to someone who wanted to fix it.
Ah. Uh-huh.
So then she got another car from that, which they just fixed. So it makes sense. Yes. And our second little story this week. Yes, I don't think I said that was our little story, did I? That was our first little story. This
okay.
is our second one.
Let's have another one then.
Panther in the park turned out to be a soft toy. So police were called to the park in West Sussex, England, when panicked members of the public reported there was a panther on the loose. Upon arrival, police saw what looked like a wild animal leaning over a park bench, only to discover it was a soft toy. Sussex police were clearly not playing around and said it may be a stuffed toy, but the attending officers didn't necessarily know that at first. So it's funny, but when, say you were the police officer, when you first go there and have a look at it, you're just like, whoa, there's an actual panther there. And it's only when you get close enough you realise it's stuffed. Well, no, that's what they said. They said it may be stuffed, but the attending officers didn't necessarily know that. So they would have been like being really careful, like approaching it slowly with all the equipment, and then it turns out to be a stuffed toy. But I was, when I read it, when I was looking at it earlier, I thought clearly people would have thought it's not moving though. Like, it's not moved at all.
No.
Like, if it had moved like from one bench to another, then yeah. But it hadn't moved at all. It just like stayed on the back. Like, really?
Mm.
It doesn't even look real. That's just me. But yes. So would you, if you've seen it, would you think it was real or fake if you hadn't? It's not real or rubbish.
It's not one of those.
No, it's not one of those. But just think, would you have actually thought it was real if it hadn't moved at all?
You'd probably question. I mean, you wouldn't approach it, would you?
No.
But you might think, it's a bit odd that that hasn't moved at all.
Yes. Yep. So, what would you think? Next up, we have Sign of the Times by Harry Styles.
Times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learn, we've been
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I woke up with a fear this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad. I'm not proud, but I'm usually the type of girl that would hit and run. No risk, so I think I'm all in. When I kiss your lips, through my heartbeat thump. And now we're way up, dancing on the roof of the house. And then we make love right there on your best friend's couch. And then you say, love, this is what it's all about. So keep on kissing my mouth and put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, you know your song's got me feeling like I'm. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, I only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, I only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, 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 I'm in love.
That was Your Song by Rita Ora. So today's show was dedicated to my grandma and granddad, Kat, who sadly passed away this morning.
Bless her, little thing.
So this show was dedicated to that, to Scratchy, the cat.
Yes. She would have been listening.
Yes.
She probably wouldn't have known it. She would have been asleep somewhere.
Asleep in their study on the carpet. But yes. But that's all from me this week. I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour. I remember we used to make the joke, but we're going to say capable, as in like football, when we said it. I remember that. Yeah.
That's too clever. It's too subtle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, yes. But I will be back next week with more from the amazing magazine, The Week Junior, with some more maybe serious but funny stories as well. That's what my show's about.
Yeah, it's a blend. It's a mix.
It's a mix of stories. Some serious, but then some which are a bit funny, you can laugh about. We can make a joke about them.
You can chill
like the ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, yes.
Chill to in the garden while you're trying to stay cool in this...
Heat. Sitting in a paddling pool.
Oh,
with
nice.
An ice cream, probably listening to the ice cream story on the plinth.
Yeah.
I said it right. And listening to whatever other ones were on there, like the Massive Thumb.
Yep.
And everything like that. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Make sure you join me next week as well. Goodbye. Hey.
line, oh no.
He didn't walk up with that, how you doing? When he came.
Deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone.